No, so in the evening or in the day, this Shintoist forefathers, we prayed also there together. I said, this is your ancestors' religion. I want to respect and I want to pray also here, so we can make a good connection. And her parents like me. My parents like her. They phoned. Her parents have talked to her in the phone.
So your mother also like her?
Mm.
Oh, good.
Very much. Yes, next, maybe.
About matching.
You know, what, well, how you came to our church?
How say it?
Yeah, my my father is from Finland, I say. And actually, my grandfather, he was deserted by his parents. He didn't knew his real parents, so he grew up in a step-parent's home. And this step-parent, they're not so good people, so they always beat him. Even he didn't do anything wrong, but somehow every evening he should be beaten, so it's good for him. So I heard that later grandmother told that when grandfather was small, every evening he cried himself when he was a very small boy, maybe 5 years, 6 years. Every evening he cried himself to sleep. So when he became something 13, 14, he ran away from home. And he went to a nearby village, and there he met my grandfather and my grandmother at a very quite young age. And both of them went to America from Finland. At that time, many emigrated from Sweden and Finland, about 25% of the population in this country emigrated, also from Finland, many. They married in America and they had the first 3 children in America. But then grandmother's father died, so they inherited his farm in Finland. Right. So they returned to Finland. And then they had 9 more children. Well, no, they had 12 children. At that time, also in Sweden, in Finland, Sweden, when they normally had many children, 12 or 15, something. And out of these 12 children, 3 died when they were small. And three ones who were born in America, when they grown up, they went back to America. And another 3 went to Sweden. And 3 more, they still remain in Finland. So my father went to Sweden. And basically to study, because there was better education in Sweden. So he went here to this country. And he met my mother and they married. So I was born. I have one older sister and also one older brother, but he died when he was born, practically. I was born in a small place called Norberg, and then we moved to a city called Gävle. This is a bit north from this part. And then About the time I was in high school, we had moved to Stockholm, the capital. And I believed in God as a natural thing already from childhood. It was a natural thing. But also I wanted to somehow do something for this world, to change the world, to end the suffering. So when I was high school, I became communist because I thought that was could save the world. It was a bit of a contradiction to believe in God and at the same time work with the Communist Party. But when I was sort of preaching communism and saying that God don't exist, I used to think, I hope God don't hear this. It was somehow a contradiction, but I thought that somehow God could work for communism in some confused way. I believe that. But after a few years, though, I realized that communism had some short points somehow, and it was too brutal. While I was communism, I believed, I thought Stalin, when he killed millions of people, I believed that this was justified, because through this we could create a new world. I had not so much heart, I didn't care about the suffering of people, but I thought through killing millions of people we can create a new world. This is how communism feels. I thought it was okay, this was good. It was for the better of the world. So this is but in the end I thought, actually, even you kill millions of people, the hatred remains. If you kill someone, maybe he's dead, he's disappeared, but his bitterness, his feeling for revenge lives on. So other people will gradually take revenge. So this is an endless struggle. So through the revolution, we cannot solve the suffering of human beings. So then I realized that we needed the only solution was religious, through religion. But I saw that Christianity was very weak, the churches. But through the communism, I first was like Stalinist, but gradually I became more interested in Chinese communism. Because it somehow just sort of gradually changed in different ways. And through the interest of Chinese communism, I got interested in Chinese religion, in Confucianism. So I thought that those were pretty good ideas Confucius had, but a bit old-fashioned somehow. And also, he didn't understood clearly the God of Abraham. So I thought if it could bind Confucianism and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if this could be done, this could be the solution of the world problem. And at this time, I had graduated from university and was working at the Weather Bureau. And then I met an old friend, a studying friend. When we studied mathematics, he was from Pakistan, and he had got a small paper. He was living in a student dormitory, and he had got a small leaflet, a small paper, with an introduction to a small Christian group. So he was from Pakistan, which is a Muslim country, but he was interested in religion. So he wanted to go to this place, but he didn't want to go alone, so he asked me to come with him. I was not interested because I didn't like Christian groups. But since he asked, I had to go. So we went, and when I came, it was quite a small room at Lundmarkergatan. There were two German missionaries, two German girls, Hilde and Barbara, who were there. And after 10 minutes in that room, then I felt suddenly God came in. I don't know how he came in, but suddenly he was standing behind me. And then God put his hands on my shoulders like that. And then God told me, it is your duty to dedicate the rest of your life for this. So, I don't know, okay. So I decided to join this group. This missionary, they spoke German or English with a strong German accent that I couldn't understand what they were saying. And also, this missionary, Frithilde, she had been fasting for several days, so her breath smelled very badly. Really difficult. When she was speaking, I tried to... But... since, you know, God already told me. So, yeah, it was no choice. But fortunately, later on, they had some papers in English, which they gave. And there was some short explanation about divine principles. And there was one part there which... then I understood what it was all about. It was explained that God had created everything, and God had created human beings as his children, but his children had betrayed him. And from that moment on, God had been working, trying to find his lost children. And he said that God's eyes were blinded with tears, and God's feet were... blood was winning because God had walked so difficult path. This is what it said in this small paper. And this moved me very much. So when I read this, I remember I cried all night. I couldn't sleep. I was just thinking about God's feet who was bleeding. Of course, I know it was not literally God don't have his feet. But anyway, so...
That's
our joint.
Okay.
That's
73?
73,
yes. That's the same
center, no? No. It was another small room. Oh, okay. We got this center at the end of 73, in October
73. Okay, and about your matching then?
Yeah. Actually, I have been in many matchings. but somehow nobody. Paul Mensah looked at me, but he never suggested anybody. So, my first time was actually already 1975. 1800 blessing, but I didn't go to Korea, but I went to Germany. But when Paul Werner saw me, he said, "Ah, you." I was very grateful to Paul Werner. But I didn't at that time, you accepted anything. But you said what I said. I said, "Ah, yeah." But I didn't see him. So I was very grateful. So I like him very much. Then it was next time, it was when Karin and Hans were best in London, 118 classes. Then I was also there.
78?
Yeah, 78. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then.
also that time, Fadila called you?
Yeah, he asked me, first he asked me, how old are you? And then, do you want to get there? Yeah, and I said, yes, if possible with an Oriental sister. Because I had been in second global team, I had been in the Orient. And then he asked one, there were a few Korean sisters there. So he asked one sister, but she didn't want him. So then that was a bit. Then in September, it was next matching, September 28th. And then again, father asked me, yeah, how are you? And I said, yes, I want an oriental sister. And then he actually asked, who wants this person, this Swedish person? And I was very happy. But many raised their hands. But then, then it was in New York. Yeah, 1980, the same as Hans. And then, yeah. Also, at that time, father asked, yeah, one sister, and we went out and talked. But this time, I didn't want. Because he was much older than me, and I thought this quite difficult. Well, then I was older, and now she's even older. I wanted many children. So only before the blessing, I had decided, if the sister is older than me, then I will reject. Yes, it's true. And then, yeah, of course, I'll sit down again. And then time went. There were many, many brothers and very few sisters. And suddenly, when no sister left, and almost nobody, and many, many brothers. And I said, again. Mr. Kabuki came as a saving angel with a huge pack of photos. And I took this photo and started handing out. So now I was about the photo. This was a photo of Toshiba. And that was written some Chinese characters. Her name. So I asked Mr. Kabuki, what is his name? But he said it is Miniko, not Toshiko. So I got the name wrong in the beginning. But it was the same person anyway. Yeah. So, and then we were blessed in Korea now in October. After that, we went to her parents' house. And her parents, they have gathered all their relatives, and we have a Japanese wedding also, with Japanese ceremony, and it was very interesting for me, of course, and very joyful because yeah, all the relatives came, and very good. Well,
yeah, what did they say to you?
Yeah, they accepted me, actually, and her father, like, it's not so easy for Japanese people. It's much easier for Europeans to, you know, accept foreign husbands. But for Japanese people, it's much more difficult. But they could accept me. This is because of her parents, of course, because they accept me. And Toshiko's father, at the wedding, he went up and put his arm around me and said, "This is my son." He said, "This is my son." And so then all the other relatives also not accept. Yeah, she has been here a couple of times. Starting. It will be next year sometime.
Next year.
3.5 years after.
Next year.
Next year.
She's preparing to come?
Sweden?
Yeah. And you have to ask her to prepare.
How do you mean prepare?
Yeah, that's and we should be ready to come here, so should still be prepared in many ways. So when, what month should we come here?
She should come here in June.
So before that,
you can explain to her.
She has a visa already, staying permission here.
Oh,
yeah, because we are officially married.
That's good.
Yeah. So she can basically come anytime. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but as you want to have young children, then she is coming.
Last year,
have mentioned. Yes. Okay. She I think quite healthy and strong. Yeah. Any Swedish sister who was
blessed with the Oriental man? Can I take another one?
I have been in family 3, soon 4 years. And I'm being left in Canberra same time quite many. We went to Canberra June 81, and I tried to prepare myself to be unconditional, and I thought I was, but inside I found I'm not at all, and because I am looking outside, like face, and so I suddenly found out that, and I was looking down and tried to pray that I can become unconditional and accept anybody, and nothing began sometimes in 11 o'clock in the evening and continued to 4 o'clock, and then we took break for 5 o'clock pledge, and it was quite heavy atmosphere somehow. People was quite tired, and Father was talking. I don't remember. Maybe 1-2 hours first, and then began matching, and then we took break, and and then we sleep some hours, and in the morning when I woke up, I just want to take my things and run away. I nearly did it, but Gunvor, she came and woke up, and she had prepared breakfast and coffee and everything, and she tried to help us in our fighting, and then we began something like 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, and then it began go quite quickly, but then stopping, and I just why did I came here? There are quite many sisters already gone. I was quite there was quite few left, and quite many brothers, and I thought, oh, I don't want any anybody. I don't want anyone. Or in that case, then I thought, oh, picture. I want picture. Then Father, we was just maybe five sisters left, and then Father said that, okay, now it's finished, and I said, but suddenly then one picture flew to me. We were sitting on the floor, and then picture just was flying to me that Father said that he's handsome man. And okay, I bowed, and then because he was last people, and holy wine ceremony was beginning, and so we just got our pictures and went out and rode down, and then later when we came home, I just why Father said I couldn't even when he said he's handsome, and I just wondered why he said like that. But afterwards, a couple of days later, it was my barrier, because I look the outlook, and I change the color. And then it was summer time, then we wrote letters, and he came to Sweden November 81, and he visited 1 week here, and we got to Finland with my mother and my father, and then we was blessed in America now, first July, and we are living together, and I like him very much. In New York.
In New York?
Yes.
What is he doing?
He's working in the World Museum Department. Mr. Honda.
Oh, Honda. Oh. Okay.
One of my barriers. I never.
Hey, you also have to break this.
Yes, I think so. I'm trying to sing song of the spring breeze. But I'm not sure if it's short.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I hope so. Now I'm going of the bitter dark night. Lift all the weight of your cold ruthless hand. Spring breeze will chase you and bring forth fragrancy, breathing new life to the suffocated hills. Though you most ruthless, so winter winds blow, doomed in the moment. will chase you and bring glory, fragrancy, bring you life to the suffocating peace. Butterfly, awaken you, meadowlark of spring. Our land has suffered this nightmare too long. Spring priest will chase you and bring glory, fragrancy, bringing you life to the suffocating heat.
Okay, then. Okay, okay. So,
would you
like
to sing a song? Yes, okay.
Finish them.
Mama ya, Luna ya, Kamu. Thank you. Thank you.